Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is in Ketuvot, chapter 2, Mishnah Zayin. Vechen, and also Shnei Anoshim, two men. Now, we recall yesterday we said if there were two women and they had been, God forbid, captured by pagans together, but they were around each other and they could testify one for another, we would believe them that they were not violated by the idolaters. Now, Mishnah Zayin extends this rule based on Hapesha Aser, who Hapesha Hitzer, as we've explained, extends it to men. What kind of men? Zeomer Kohen Ani. One says, I'm a Kohen. Zeomer Kohen Ani says, I'm also a Kohen. Einan Ne'amani. We don't believe them about themselves. Uvizman, but when Shehen Meidin Zeyat Zey, one is testifying about the other one, Hare Elu Ne'amani. We would believe them. Now on to Mishnah Chet, Mishnah 8, which continues this issue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says we have an issue here. Ein ma'alin lakuna al pi eid echad. We will not allow this man to assume the privileges of a Kohen on the basis of the other man's testimony. Now there's a concern here of gomlin, like gomel chesed, like they'll do a favor one to another. So you could actually have two men who are not Kohanim at all, but they agree, knowing this Mishnah, that they would testify that the other one is a Kohen and vice versa, so they would both get the privileges of being a Kohen, meaning you could give them truma and they could eat truma and they could marry a miuchas, a very genealogically pure Israelite woman. So Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about these issues and says you would need more than just one man's word that the other one is a Kohen. Now the sages in Mishnah Zayin, they would say we would give them the privileges of a Kohen based on one person, and that would be to eat truma, but maybe to serve in the temple, or maybe to marry someone with yichus, with a genealogical purity, we might do further background investigations and corroborate what's going on first. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you see somebody eating truma, you assume he's a Kohen, and you want to get your daughter married to that guy, if, you know, if there's yichus, if it's a good shidduch. Now, back in Mishnah Chet, Amar Rabbi Elazar says, Eimatai, when does this apply? Bimkom Shiyesh Urin, when there is a challenge to his Kohen status. That's when we might not believe one witness. Aval B'makom She'ein Urin, when there's no challenge to this man's status as a Kohen, we presume he's a Kohen, he claims to be a Kohen. Malin Lekuna Alpi Ed Echad, we would allow him to have the privileges of a Kohen based on one other man's testimony. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel adds from Rabbi Shimon, who is the son of the Skan. The Skan usually means the deputy, like the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, served in the temple. Ma'ami lakuna al pi eid echad. We do allow a man to have the privileges of a Kohen based on one witness. Now the Gemara asks, what is this final clause of the Mishnah adding? And they say it's a case where someone was presumed to be a Kohen, and then there was a challenge, a rumor, like, okay, maybe his father actually married a grusha or a chalutza, a woman who was not, her offspring would not be qualified to be a Kohen. So maybe he's the son of a grusha, the son of a chalutza, it can't be a Kohen. And then we had one witness said, no, in fact, his mother was kosher, his father was Mr. Kohen, everything's fine. And then we had two more witnesses came and said, you know what, it was a problem. And then finally, one more witness came and said, no, it's kosher, the mother's fine, the marriage is fine, everything is good, he's a Kohen. So this final clause in the Mishnah is clarifying that that last single witness who says he's fine to be a Kohen combines with the original one witness who says he's fine to be a Kohen, and that cancels out that testimony of those two in the middle who said, you know what, there was a problem here. And since we've canceled out 2 versus 2, we go back to the assumption, the chazakah, that we thought before, that he was a fit Kohen. Yashar koach and zay gesund.